countries. That's three countries. And her aim is throughout Latin America. Chief's visit will be very helpful. It's always quite a security problem. They tell me the embassy is being instructed to take very special precautions to avoid any unpleasant incident involving the Chief Justice. Although unrelated to the OAS summit, your trip, the presence of so high a United States official in Latin America will arouse public interest. I think it'd be good if you would tell him that I just ran across this in my intelligence reading, and that I would like to make a plane available to him instead of him riding around down there, whatever he's going in.
Right.
I think it would reduce the opportunities for incidents, and I think it would make him live longer, and he's always very shy, and this is we do it for generals, and we do it for legislators and other departments, and I don't know why that's the shouldn't, and I don't want to be doing it to him direct, because I don't want him to think I try to curry favor or something, but I think if you just told him you were talking to me, and I said I saw where he's going, and I thought he ought to go from the plane, if it's all right, you're going to tell me that he would go if I'd order it.
Well, that's wonderful. All right, sir.
That's right.
I'll do it. Have you got a minute on the phone?
Yeah, sure.
I asked Carol about that matter of the contract, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And she said that they haven't heard a word, that they received the contract with changes in it, and that they sent it to the young man, and that they haven't heard anything beyond that. So that drew a blank.
Well, now, what do you think? How do you interpret that? Do you mean that the people up in New York took the changes Carol suggested,
yes,
and then they sent it to the principal?
Yes, sir. And he has it, but I don't. He's had it just a day or so. So that doesn't indicate anything one way or the other.
Is there any difficulty up there?
Apparently not. There's still one little minor thing that hadn't been worked out, but apparently the people in New York went along with the proposal for change.
In your judgment, has he got a good thing up there?
Yes, subject to the all important consideration of what kind of a fellow this is. But with that reservation, I don't know the fellow. That reservation is a very good thing. And wonderful for a kid. And I don't have any problem about that. Of course, nothing's any good if the fella's not a good fella to work with. Then it's not worth a thing. Now, I got one other thing to tell you. You remember a long time ago, I told you that I was going to talk with the chief about the New York Times.
No, I don't remember.
Well, the New York Times is doing an article or a series of articles on the Warren Port.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I told you that I would talk with the chief and see that.
Yes, I remember that.
His top man got touched. Well, there's been a remarkable bit of information that's come through on that. His top man worked very extensively with a New York Times reporter. The New York and also gave this New York Times man access to all of the lawyers who had been on the staff. The New York Times man worked with all of them, wrote up 5 articles, and which were very favorable. And then first a decision was made to cut them down to 1 chapter, and then a decision was made to kill the whole project. Now, I have asked the chief to find out for me discreetly, if he could, the name of the Times reporter. And he says he will, and he should have that today. He says he could find it out without any awkwardness. But isn't that an amazing story?
Yeah, it is. They started, our friends up there, every one of y'all won't believe this, but every man that crosses them in any way gets hurt. They've started all this stuff. They created all this doubt, just like they have in Manchester. And if we'd had anybody less than the attorney, the chief justice, I would have already been indicted. That's the way this operation runs. Of course, everybody's got skeletons, and it happens that they pick out the ones with the worst skeletons first. But they'll get to them. Eddie Weisel told me that in 1960, and I just couldn't believe it. I just didn't think. I was just too naive to think anything like that in the world happened. But I see it just plain as day now, just as clear as anything.
Yeah.
Powell took it yesterday, and he's a no-good bastard. We've always known that. But he just went high-wide and handsome until he crossed him on poverty and told Shriver that he'd have to quit paying these folks to go out and play tennis. And he criticized him a little bit, and that they started on him, and they, our friend up in New York moved, and he's gone. Got Dodd, he's got Earl Clements, he's got Bobby Baker, he's got anybody that's tied in, and I'm surprised that you got confirmed if he hadn't thought that you were too smart for him. But they do it with every one of them. I think Walter Jenkins' problems had something to do with it. I think This whole thing, bail leaving, I think that's tied into it in a general way. I think this book coming out in 67 instead of 69 is part of it. I think the Post and the Newsweek are tied into it. I think Look is tied in with them. I don't know whether, I've never been able to get the stock holdings of the foundation, but I'll bet you $4 that outfit's tied in with RCA and with Look and with the Graham interest. I understood that Kennedy told Phil Graham if he'd go buy Newsweek that they'd get him the money. I never have been able to know it, but when I see these things and just see them taking over the whole damn paper, bringing in all their kids, I just know it's just not natural.
Yeah.
Throwing out people like Russ Wiggins, stuff like that. This is just not a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
These things are not just accidental. They start campaigns on them. Hell, when Mac Bundy crossed them here one time, why, they just refused to invite him. They wouldn't see him. They did everything until he was crawling on his belly. And then when he criticized me, they let him come back in for a day or two. And that's the way they operate.
Yeah.
Goes out and arrests a goddamn horse, takes him away from the felon, takes him over to his lot, keeps him for a week, and then does it all in the name of charity and because it's charitable act, thievery justified.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think they prove that they're like horses. They might try it out on people sometime.
That would be awfully good if they did.
Well, I'll see what I can do about following through on this other thing carefully.
Okay, my friend. Thank you. I need to see you some of these days. Say, by the way, I'm naming, I've got here now, I guess, I just had it. I held it up. Wait till I can see you. They've recommended a fellow named Charles Austin, professor of art at City College, New York, to Eddie Weisel and Jack Blaine and Arthur Krim and all of them. Say this fellow is a great guy. He's a professor of art. He teaches art students, believe. He's U.S. art representative at Brussels World Fair. He's part of a permanent collection at Museum of Modern Art. He hangs in Whitney Museum and several colleges, private collections, and worked on murals at many schools and hospital buildings. Charles Austin. They want to put him on instead of somebody that Ms. Kennedy has recommended, and I'm kind of reluctant to...
Is that on the Kennedy Center?
Yeah, I'm kind of reluctant to do it because she has recommended them all. She just takes it like she owns it. Instead of Catherine Dunham, she's a dancer, and they want Ms. Kennedy recommend that Dunham replace Ralph Bunch, who doesn't come to the meetings much.
Is Austin a Negro?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I think Roger Stevens has been wonderful, Mr. President. His Roger been told about this?
Well, yes. Roger recommends her if Miss Kennedy does.
Well, he's trying, you know, to give her, keep her quiet. That's his part of his job, but he didn't like it either.
Well, here's who we got. Here's what Macy says. He just does what she says. Terms of 6 members of the board expired September the 1st, and 7th vacancy is called for the resignation of Ernie Breach. P.F. Kenner sent calls to establish the Board of Trustees. The board's composed of 45 members, 30 general trustees appointed by the president, 6 members of Congress, and 9 ex officio members. The Board of Trustees shall construct the Smithsonian Institute for the funds raised by voluntary contributions. JFK Center. The board's authorized list accepted for the Smithsonian Institution. Gold gift. The board shall have the usual prior trustee, and so forth. I recommend the following appointment action. Roger L. Stevens, chairman. Richard Adler, composer. Arthur Schlesinger. Robert W. Woodruff, age 76.
Yes, Bob Woodruff of Coca-Cola.
Catherine Dunham. Robert Lehman. Replace Richard Reynolds. I recommend General Taylor to fill the unexpired term of Breach. Taylor, along with his many other experience, has been president of the Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts. He is recommended by Ms. Kennedy. What I would do, if I followed my judgment, I would take highly qualified people that are Johnson people and put every goddamn one of them on there. I don't know why we continue to just let them run things.
Well, you've got there's Bobby Lehman, Bob Woodruff.
Oh, no, Bob Woodruff's not my man. He was recommended for them.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, he'd probably just soon get off. You know Bob Woodruff, he's a...
I know it, but I don't imagine he wants to. I imagine he has his pride hurt. Last time I saw him, he had some old federal trade, and he was just wounded. He said it was terrible. So forth.
Yeah.
I don't imagine that. The only question is, it's the basic thing. I know that you feel we ought to give a little to them, but how do we, when they just cut our throats out, they want to put us in jail?
Well, you're right.
That's the smart thing to do? You see this son of a bitch last night on television, Mr. Schlesinger?
No, I heard about it. You know, I was over at the State of the Union, but I heard about it.
Johnson gets Dirksen down at the ranch and lays up with him and keeps him down at that ranch, and he's his buddy, and that's who's running the government.
Yeah.
Now, Dirksen came down with Mansfield and came down with Ford and Albert, and they came on a bipartisan thing. And they all agreed on what I was doing, and they approved what a Democratic president asked them to. Then he gets out and he tries to make it appear there's something evil, and I've turned Republican. My message last night was a Republican message on account of Dirksen.
Miss Slider.
Is Mrs. Boozer there?
Oh, just a moment, please.